This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with the series of studies in which we've been engaged for the past few days on the great declarations of the cross. We have been making the point that the cross is God's supreme declaration to man. It's His supreme declaration of the fact that sin is real, that all men have sinned, that something must be done about sin, that man cannot save himself without God's help, but that God can save man through the power of the blood of Christ. Not only can God do it, He offers to do it, and He does it because of His love for man. Further, we have seen that the cross is God's supreme declaration of the cruciality or essentiality of truth, of the objectivity of truth, that we do not change it by our interpretations of it, that it is necessary, that one cannot be saved without knowing the truth. And it is God's supreme declaration of the necessity of obeying the truth. Now today we want to begin with the fact that the cross is God's supreme declaration of the fact that the truth must be preserved and presented in a logical way. I want to read to you a passage, if you will turn in your Bible with me, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I shall begin reading with verse 12. Now if Christ is preached that He hath been raised from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, neither hath Christ been raised. And if Christ hath not been raised, then is our preaching vain, your faith also is vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we witnessed of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead are not raised. For then if the dead are not raised, neither hath Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also that are fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most pitiable. Notice how Paul developed this in a logical way. If indeed there is no general resurrection, then Christ Himself will not be raised. He has not been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Our faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, then we will not be raised, and all men who have died in Christ will have been perished already. Now we find that same kind of logical presentation in the second chapter of Acts, which was the very first time the gospel was preached as a law in force. Notice how the Apostle Peter presents some 4 or 5 lines of evidence in this sermon. Now, I'll not take the time, I won't have the time today, to go into the details of it. But he shows, first of all, the miraculous signs that the Holy Spirit was doing through them. And then, beginning with verse 22, notice this logical presentation. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know. Him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And from there he went into a prophecy of David in the Old Testament, which indicated that the Messiah would be raised from the dead. So you see, the cross is the supreme declaration of God of the fact that we must present the case for Christianity in a logical way. Christian faith is not a leap into the dark beyond the evidence that God has given us. There is not one thing that should be in our faith as Christians for which God has not given us adequate evidence. Paul said, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21.